The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, fellow potheads, to a special broadcast here of the Bill Press Show to celebrate, well, it's an event of Earth Day. It's an even bigger day, right? It's 420, April 20. We know what that means. Hello, everybody. Great to see you. And what a better way to celebrate 420 then to get high, right?
I mean, let's do it
with your friends. With your friends,
that is the tradition.
Yeah.
We got a great group here for you today. All certified potheads, starting with our own not me, of course. I'm just the spectator.
No, never you. No.
Starting with our executive producer, Peter Ogburn. Hello, yep. Peter. Yes, indeed.
Good to see you.
All prepared to go, right?
It's the most wonderful time of the year, yet again.
Matt Laszlo, you know, from several appearances on the Bill Press Show. He writes for Rolling Stone, covering marijuana issues, among others. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you, brother.
And a special guest we welcome for his first appearance here on the Bill Press Show, host of the Slab Hour podcast, the one and only Rico Valderrama, otherwise known as Phone Homie.
Yes, thank you very much, Bill.
All right, what do we call you? Phone Homie.
You can call me Phone Homie. It's perfect.
Phone Homie.
I have to say, first of all, if you're not following Phone Homie on Instagram, it's the greatest.
Thank you.
It's the greatest. I mean, it's a whole new frontier for like weed in general, but it's so much fun to see what you're doing. So.
All right, and Slab Hour is Sunday evenings, 9 o'clock East Coast time, right?
That's right, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
And they find it at?
They'll find it on WLVSradio.com. They could tune in, or they could even come into the show at 2622 Georgia Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C., right across the street from Howard University, Listen Vision Studios.
Dude, you got good little radio pipes.
Yeah, I tried that. I practiced all the time.
I was sitting
in the bathroom this morning like, this is Phone Homie. I'm on the Bill Press Show.
Oh, that's pretty cool. But you mean you actually have people come in studio with you?
We do, because I wanted to open up not only the experience of being able to watch the show, but to be able to actually come into the show and experience it firsthand, and to see what it's like to be in a studio, you know, in the area of a panel, and actually consume.
Well, and the breaking news this morning that in honor of April 20, the president has decided he wants to declare 420 a national holiday.
Right.
But I was thinking, if 420 became a national holiday, you'd have to get rid of one of our other national holidays. So, which one would you dump to make room for 420?
That's a good question.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I feel like we're going to get in trouble.
No, 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 what we say.
It's 2018.
Columbus Day.
Be careful what you say now.
Columbus Day, right?
Columbus Day would be.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You know? Let's start this way. Not 4th of July.
No. Yeah. No. Definitely not.
No.
Not Easter.
No.
Not Christmas.
Definitely not.
Columbus Day is a solid answer.
Yes.
It is. Memorial Day, you get a little trouble with Memorial Day, I think. Huh?
No. Yeah. Don't
Veterans Day,
I'm
no,
you can't mess with the vets. I'm about to start a riot.
All right,
I'll join you, Brett.
Wait, can I just?
What are we waiting for?
Yeah,
here?
I have to light the ceremonial joint for a 420 show, right? Like,
yes.
This is what we do.
That's what we do. We light the ceremonial joint.
You're canoeing it already, though.
I know.
Peter, you've lost your touch.
A little bit. Old man. I'm an old man. I don't smoke a ton of joints. There we go.
I don't think so.
What did you roll in there?
No. Yes.
You're fired.
You got to let the cannabis actually dry out before you roll it up.
There we go. Let's hit a little bit. There we go.
Okay.
Maybe a lighter too.
All right. We have the joint pass around, but we also have... I don't know what the hell this is. do we get that on camera?
Yeah.
So, Phone Homie, you brought this. Do you have more equipment here and I know. Junk paraphernalia.
I usually bring it takes a lot. I usually have a whole pack of stuff that it, you know, when you're a stoner, you have quite a bit of accessories, and you become, you know, very in tune and focused with what you're using. So every little tool and every little piece and every little maintenance has to come with you on every ride in order to have the full experience.
Hell yeah.
But you'd have to have a backpack just to carry this around with you.
That's what I brought with me. and a pelican case, too.
And?
Now, what is this thing?
Which... On the bottom here is a mood mat. It's made out of neoprene. It's a recycled wetsuit material.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they make it into almost like a coast for your glass rig. So
that's
your glass
rig, man,
stays protected before you put on any hard surface.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
But what is this on? What is this?
Oh, this actual piece right here is a glass rig. This is made by Les Moore. He's in Oregon. He's a great glass artist. And basically, nowadays, people have gone to the outermost extremities of creativity when it comes to glass. This is called the Walking Nomad.
Dude, that is some sexy glass.
Right? Yep. It has a matte finish on it, and you know, you have a quartz nail in there. So basically, we're heating up this quartz nail element. This is a carb cap, so after you put your dab of oil into the heated element, you're going to put the carb cap. It's going to use directional airflow to give you maximize the smoke that's inside of the bucket, if you will.
And I had a question on this, because when I was researching for...
Where's the pot come in?
It's the oil.
This is right here. This is oil 2018, the future of cannabis, in my opinion. This is concentrates. This right here is called Diamonds. This particular batch was made by Diamond Baron. And bulbous amounts of pure THCA crystalline in its own natural terpene sauce.
So Holy shit.
I'll open that up for you and give you a little whiff of that. This is what they say, not your grandfather's pot.
Whoa.
Let me smell that.
So this is pot.
Oh, yeah.
Is that more intense? The
cream of the crop. Basically, this is your essential oil. But even a step beyond that, because the THCA wants to. It's a natural. Mm. It's a natural crystalline, so it wants to crystallize in its own sauce. And I don't think we really knew this back, you know, a few years ago. But
so, what do you do with it?
So you literally just take a dab of it. And you put it into the bucket once it's heated. I'll demonstrate.
Yeah, please.
Please do.
All right. So we have this heated element right here. Sit back for a moment.
Wait.
That's okay. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a crack pipe.
Right. You know, the reason why I had this radio show is the podcast show is because I wanted to show people that even though we are using what looks like 1980s re-rock material, this actually is the tools that we use to heat this stuff up.
Yeah,
put it on. It's a little bit of heat right there we applied. I'll put the timer on so that we have just an understanding of how long we're waiting for the element to cool down.
This is funny because you're blowing apart this
bucket. You call it?
Yeah, it's a little quartz, gavel bucket.
Yeah,
but you're blowing up the stereotype about like stoners.
Yeah,
and being lazy.
Lazy
and, like,
stoners,
right?
Yeah, I think this is a lot of work, man. You got to put a lot of work into this. Just to even set it up to smoke it.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work, and then maintain it after every single.
But that's one thing that still annoys me. What's that show on weed on Netflix or whatever? And it's just all the stupid stereotypes of stoners. Well, and I'm like, we need to get past that.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched that.
Disjointed, it's terrible. What I want to see is
what are you doing?
So this is a dab right now. This is go drop into the bucket.
And because it's hot, it's melting.
Look at that. There we go.
There goes the neighborhood.
Whoa.
Happy 420.
Okay, I'm seeing white lights right now.
Sweats
are coming in.
Walk towards the light.
That was amazing.
So it went from here.
It went from 0 to 60. Is really what happened. Because I was actually stoned and nervous, and now I'm so blown out of my mind right now.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
It's exactly where I'm still nervous.
But you put the water in there ahead of time?
Yeah, the water helps to cool it down, make the vapor a lot more, less harsh. It's not even that harsh anyways. It's actually very smooth, but it helps to break it into a much more smoother hit.
But you brought two jars of this?
Or three, really.
Three?
Just in case.
What did you expect?
I don't know. You know, when you're a stoner like I am, like, you know, an avalanche could happen around this whole building and then we'd be stuck in here for who knows how long. And
then always prepared, man.
Always, man. I have enough to last me at least 4 weeks.
So if that was if that was in greenery form.
This is true, Bubba. So yes,
how much would that be?
I got high just. It takes about.
I would say that if you ran about a pound of cannabis, you would probably get close to, more or less, depending on the strain, about a quarter pound of oil. So this is the concentrated form of oil. This is all the plant matter taken out of the picture. This is the essential oil, and literally what it's made of is THC. CBD, depending on the strain, and it's terpenes. And so you're all together, your entourage effect of, you know, cannabinoids and THC.
All right, now I hate to ask this question, but is this legal?
It depends where you're at, and I think that the law here in
D.C.
That's
a lame question, Bill.
What are you, a cop?
Yeah, right?
Bill's a nerd.
You have to tell me if we ask you.
but that is a good question.
It's a great area here in the district, especially. I don't know in the writing if it says that you cannot process or manufacture, and obviously this is processed.
Well, that you actually bring up an interesting point, because I think that the way that the D.C. law came to be, like, it's kind of vague in terms of, I mean, look, other places have a regulated pot industry, right? Like Denver, Denver is now like the pot capital.
Right. Is it legal in Colorado?
I would say yes. Businesses set up that are extracting, and you know they're doing it legally.
All right, so it's just like another way of getting high or enjoying your pot, other than you can smoke.
I would say the only way.
See, I'm really into edibles these days. DC has great edibles now.
Where do you get them? Let's talk about DC. I mean, this is a weird ass situation, DC. Right?
Yep.
It's legal, but it's not, right? I mean, you can smoke it, but you can't buy it.
Well, and this is what my Rolling Stone piece that comes out on 420 talks about. And it's D.C. We have the gray market, and it's all gray because Congress has still tied D.C.'s hands so they can't spend their own money, which is infuriating, to regulate. So I call it the Drug Dealer's Bill of Rights, because they permanently enshrine the black market. So now you have had some arrests at some of these pop-ups, because in D.C. you're not actually allowed to sell weed to someone, but you can gift weed to someone. So you can give weed so people, or you can, what they do in these shops, you like buy a sticker or buy a pair of socks and get $60 worth of weed. Those socks aren't worth $60.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. So, but it's this stupid gray area because Congress tied our hands.
I heard a story, and I don't know if this is exactly true, but our Marion Barry, if I wasn't mistaken, actually sort of started this. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was caught with cocaine.
And yeah,
I think his basically what he said was, I'm not selling any of this. I'm selling Pepsi, you know, and you get gifted cocaine with it. So, you know, that really was an idea, I think, that kind of spawned from way back when. And it kind of makes sense, you know. Really, honestly, you can have two things in your possession. You know, you could be selling one of them or the other.
Sure.
Wait, do you got coke on you?
No.
Wrong, different holiday.
Wrong holiday? Oh, yeah, that's holiday. That's 520. That's 520. Yeah. I'm a month early.
Yeah.
All right, so are there...
You can't take me anywhere, Bill.
I live here, and I don't even know the answer to this. Are there pot shops like there are in Colorado? And
Go right down to 8th Street. So it's about 10 blocks from the Capitol, like 8th Street and...
H
and 4th, Northeast. And you go, and they have... It's actually a fun little shop. You spin a wheel, and the guy goes, spin the wheel, win some weed. And then you... but you have to buy a pair of socks to spin the wheel. So you're spending $60 on that. And then you get... pretty decent weed. But now there's pop-ups all over, and the way people advertise those is mostly on Instagram, you know, because it's the gray area, and they don't want to advertise physically. They'll put it out about a day before. And then now I went to a CBD market. So CBD is the cannabinoid stuff. So this is what they give kids with epilepsy.
This is actually CBD right here. This is Farmer Joe. This is Farmer Joe Parker CBD peace oil.
So most CBDs, there's no THC in there. So no psychoactive thing for your brain.
100%
legal. So it's just for your body.
Whoa.
And it's great. Ooh. I used it after a big wrist surgery, and it's wonderful. They also had one of these pop-ups just down the block from here. They sold CBD dog treats. No psychoactives, but we'll calm.
What's the advantage of CBD over
pain relief?
So sometimes
calming.
In other spots, like in Colorado, you'll have the mixture of THC and CBDs, which is a little bit better. DC will get there eventually, but right now, people in D.C. who are doing the CBD, they're really looking at the regulations in Colorado, and they're really self-regulating themselves because D.C. doesn't have these regulations, and they don't want to get in trouble, and they don't want to mess themselves up in the future if they made a mistake or something.
But you mentioned pop-ups a couple times, by the way. I want to talk, because I know you both know about the pop-up world here in D.C.
Yes.
How do those work? I mean you mentioned they're advertised a lot on Instagram, but like, how legally, what's the issue there?
I mean, a lot of, if I may, a lot of, it's, right now people are getting hit all over the place, and there's really no script to it. I've seen people getting hit in private residences. I've seen people getting hit in business, spots, venues, and some of them have alcohol licenses, some of them don't. It's really...
And you're technically not allowed to have alcohol where you're selling the weed or having the market, but some bars... They have a partition or whatever. So the one I went to over by the White House last week, you could buy drinks on one half. You couldn't bring your drinks in with the weed. So there is kind of a self-regulation that DC's up to, which makes sense. You have to, and the cops have made some arrests. And what the cops say is that they had complaints from neighbors. They didn't actually press charges, but this is sad. A couple school teachers.
Yeah, I saw that.
They can't teach anymore because they got arrested.
For where?
Charges dropped. They got arrested for buying weed. And
well, one was working at a booth. One was actually working at a booth. And she was she had a high position in one of the schools. And once that was found out, it wasn't a good news.
Which is so dumb because so many of her school kids' parents smoke weed.
Exactly.
Yeah,
why?
Right.
And you're allowed to drink alcohol, which is killing tens of thousands, millions of Americans, or tens of thousands of Americans, and that's legal and regulated.
Hey,
and weed's not.
Hey, you're a preacher to the choir. You have to convince me this.
Hey, it's 4:20. Someone's got to give a sermon.
Yeah, right.
I
mean,
do I look like Jeff Sessions?
God. Oh, so, Uncle Jeff.
Yeah. So, where do you buy your pot? Or do you grow it?
So I grow. I extract as well.
Do you condense this yourself?
No, this actually I did not make myself. This was made by Diamond Baron out in California. And so I was out there at a festival and I saw him. And I definitely had to stop and purchase from him.
Is Diamond Baron Trump's synonym?
No relation.
No relation.
No relation.
The expert.
You never would know in these days.
Because I didn't trust that little kid.
No way, man.
Actually, that's not far off though, because you look at a lot of these companies that are getting denied for chemical formulas or whatever they have are the same companies that are getting the green light for cannabis licenses. So who's in cannabis right now is really. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
Alcohol and tobacco are all over it.
It could be John Boehner.
Freaking hypocrite. Everyone was telling me like, oh, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Oh, look at John Boehner now. Forget him. He was in power.
Yeah.
He was in line for the presidency, the Speaker of the House, and opposed this. Tried to shoot down amendments on it and just opposed it. And now he has this come-to-Jesus moment when he's going to be making six figures or whatever from this company, and he's out of power, so he's meaningless. I hate it when these people have their come-to-Jesus moment when they're out of office.
Yeah, they wait till the money's good.
It's so convenient.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's a difference when you're getting a paycheck for something. What was this?
So this right here.
You have more goddamn toys.
I have to have it everywhere I go, wherever I am. I can't always bring this with me. Although I will say, one time in Chicago O'Hare, I did have a rig with me, in the terminal, and I had to do it. I had an electric nail. I put the cord in the plug, and I saw this lady walk in, and she took a big vape hit, and like she's an older woman, she let it out like a big billow of smoke, and I'm like, you know what? If she can do it, I can do it. And so I took a dab right there in the terminal,
with
the airport, with all this stuff, and quickly wrapped it back up and walked onto my plane, which the gate was open for.
Wow.
It was the ballsiest thing I've ever done.
Wow,
just to see
man.
If I could do it. But this right here, this is a Kung Fu vape pen. And this has allowed me to literally take this with me everywhere I go, whether it be Germany or, the Caribbean. This is 98% pure raw distillate with terpenes inside of it. Kung Fu Vape makes this awesome hardware. This is the Pocket Rig 3.0. And literally, I can get this sort of hit anywhere I go, even if I'm sitting stuck on the tarmac in the airport between two people, and I say this because I've done it.
It doesn't smell.
It does. but you know, like I had to be tricky on that one. I had to turn my sweatshirt around my hoodie and breathe into my hoodie, and then like, sorry, I smell.
So does this have this stuff in it?
No. So this has distillate in it, and distillate, what that is, they take crude oil and then scrub it down to its microform till it's so clean. All it is really THC, and then they add terpenes to it. So what you have is just a pure product, and you can put it right into a cartridge and smoke it literally anywhere. Weddings, family reunions, church, you know.
your kid's graduation.
what are terpenes?
Proud of you, son. Yeah.
Take another hit.
Okay, let's take another hit of this real quick. Very simply, just press the button right here.
Oh, okay.
It's gentle. It's more gentle than...
You don't have to do that much.
Well, yes, I do. You don't tell me how to... I don't come here to tell you how to run your show, Bill. Don't tell me how to smoke.
You're not my real dad.
I learned it from watching you.
You keep mentioning terpenes. What are those?
Okay, so terpenes is the flavor aspect. Terpenes exist in anything, anything plant, trees, probably even more than that, but strawberries, peppers, bananas, all that stuff has terpenes in it. Cannabis miraculously has a very broad spectrum of terpenes that's available in every strain depending on how they're grown. And for example, the blueberry, the Oaxaca strain, has been brought all the way to, a Blue Dream, and the flavor characteristics are amazing. You have... myrcene, which is one of the most popular terpenes, mango, and even the terpenes themselves have beneficial effects. If you look at just the outside world of cannabis, just essential oils, many people use rosemary, oregano, patchouli, and things of that nature for calming effects in various methods of medicine. You could do the same with terpenes and cannabis, and so you're getting the entourage effect with THC, cannabinoids, and then, of course, the fun part, terpenes.
I don't understand where the smoke comes from.
So it's heated. It's heated up. When you press the button, it heats the element up, and the element heats the oil, and then you suck in the vapor. So it's not even actually smoke. Yeah. It's not even smoke.
It's so it's healthier. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Much healthier. Okay.
I have a question actually that you mentioned about traveling with it, because there are so many people that I know that smoke pot, even if it's just a little bit, that they want to fly with weed, but they're terrified to do it.
Mm-hmm. Edibles.
Edibles.
I do edibles.
I usually do edibles, but like.
But also the
what's
other
the
thing,
reality, I guess, well, here's, of the
no, no,
what's
no.
the real danger?
Here's the other thing. There's no real need to. anywhere you go in the States, there's going to be weed.
Yeah.
So what I always do is I go to the local dive bar, and I usually buy once I land. And that's me. You're obviously a professional smoker,
so you're not going to leave home without it.
Yeah.
But my thing, I'll bring some edibles, but I'm anywhere I go, I'll be able to talk to someone at a dive bar, and it's going to unite us. Because they're going to be like, oh, you're in town, let me help you out. And, I literally did this in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A lady at this great lesbian dive bar, the Pickle Barrel, she she bought a bag of chips, poured out the chips, went into the ladies' room, and gave me an eighth of weed and just put it in the chip bag.
Yeah.
Because she knew I was in town. She's like, oh, I'll give you half my quarter. Friends helping out friends.
I'm going to go out on a limb here a little bit and just say, for some of us, who just can't part with it, and you make a good point. Nowadays, you can pretty much go anywhere, point A to B, and not have to worry. You should be fine, especially if you're going to California, Colorado.
Yep.
But
or Washington or Maine.
Right,
or
exactly.
Vermont.
Yeah.
But, it's come to a point where there's so many variations and things are packaged in such a way now, it's very easy to walk around. And TSA in certain areas has kind of laxed off of personal amounts of usage. Not to say that you don't take a risk every time you go out there. You definitely do. And especially
you do
if you're going
risk.
Outside of the country.
Yeah.
But even outside of the country, if you're going to Spain, Spain has lax laws on cannabis as well. Uruguay, Portugal. Yeah. Portugal, and you know, so you just kind of really got to do your research and know where to go, and you should be fine. You know, or you obviously, don't go to Indonesia. You know,
right.
Or you could do what I did, which is just forget about it, put it in your carry-on. Which I did. Bro, you remember that?
You brought it in the jacket. Your jacket pocket. No, all the way.
That gray hair pays off.
All the way from
Silver
California.
Fox over here.
Bill went to California, had like a book signing event, and one of the fans came up and gave him some weed, and Bill put it in his pocket, forgot all about it, flew all the way back.
Oh,
no one cared.
Awesome.
No one gave a shit.
And brought it in the studio to show. That's why I brought it back.
That's funny.
To show it on the air, remember?
Humboldt County's finest.
Right? Humboldt County. And everybody
was. Special guest on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you get that back here?
Yeah.
I'm a professional.
That was the first time I thought, uh-oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
but
the other part was like, you know you did it.
Yeah.
And the other part saying, just keep forgetting it.
Exactly.
But that's the weirdest thing, because you can put a six-pack of beer, you can bring a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
You can bring guns.
Yeah,
weed,
sure.
Yeah, guns.
Sure.
Yeah. But weed, and now if you're flying from D.C. where it's legal to California where it's legal, yeah. It's like, come on, guys. Like, this is where we need a federal policy that meshes up.
Or at least
decriminalizes.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you. So we talked about D.C., which is really kind of screwed up, but people are figuring out, I guess, even with this half-assed system.
Potrepreneurs.
But what about, like, around the state? What are we up to now? Nine states?
Nine are legal. Maine and Vermont were the latest.
What? Are coming on?
Yes, now it's nine. Maine, Vermont. Smoked weed.
I think there's only around seven or eight states that don't recognize cannabis in any level.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the mid part of the United States. And then
28 have
not even medical.
28 have
medical.
Medicinal. But no, I talked to all these governors who were in town.
And it's growing every year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. These governors, yeah.
Oklahoma might. It's a ballot initiative. So I talked to conservative governor Mary Fallon. Who's not getting good headlines because of the teachers out there.
Yeah.
But so ultra conservative. And she was like, you know what? It's up to my voters. So her voters are probably going to say yes. Hawaii's going to really expand their medicinal regime. New Jersey is trying to decriminalize. Virginia is trying to decriminalize. Both new Democratic governors. And Virginia, he's pretty moderate. Northam, and he was a doctor, I believe.
Yeah, he is a doctor.
Yeah, but he was telling me that 100 or so of his families from Virginia moved to Colorado because their kids suffered from epileptic seizures. So they had to go there to get the CBD oils, the cannabinoids, and the stories of these are insane. Some kids suffering like 500 debilitating seizures, CBD oils down to like one. And that's 500 in a month down to one or two.
Wow.
So it's a miracle. Not drug.
So,
medicine.
So, in other words, the train's heading down the tracks, maybe not as fast as we wanted to, but
it's barreling down. It's a bullet train.
You know, I just a small little thing that I picked up. I just got back from California, and usually for years I've been going to like the magazine section and always looking for High Times or something like that to see if anybody anywhere had it. For the first time, I went to California, and in the airport, I found three magazines, just strictly for cannabis.
Wow.
So that, you know, it's a sign that it's coming. It's coming quickly to the mainstream.
All right. Now, I just came back from California, and I showed you guys.
How much weed did you bring back?
But I did bring back a photograph of this huge billboard I saw on the way to the airport on La Cienega Boulevard. I showed it to you earlier that says marijuana delivered, right? Deliveries.
Yeah. We have that here in D.C.? We have a bunch of them.
We don't have a billboard, though.
We need a billboard.
Okay.
But here... No.
But
here,
what do you mean? You can...
D.C., go to marijuanas.com, and I think that'll either show you...
Was that not taken already?
...the delivery services, or it also shows you where the physical stores are. But no, it's all over.
My mom to buy the website, the marijuanas.
Right.
Yeah. If you can't buy it...
You can buy it. You're gifting it. You're giving them money, and then they separately give you weed. So
which is two separate
transactions.
The deliveries. So you can actually, like,
There's bikers, there's bike services, there's car deliveries, and they'll come and they'll say, all right, what do you want? Do you want sativa? Do you want indica? Do you want a blend?
They give you a choice when you get
the
I mean,
so
you can
do you want something
but
that's
going to
relax?
With your pizza, you don't get a choice. You order it over the phone. But you can order your pizza and your pot
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You can, I mean, even if you wanted to go
soon,
even
it'll
further,
be the same company.
You can, yeah, even, exactly. You can even have cannabis chefs come to your house and cook you a full cannabis, you know, 7-course meal.
DC residents are now starting to do Airbnbs where they'll, you know, geared towards people coming. They'll say, all right, what kind of weed do you want? So you have joints waiting for you when you're in town. Yeah. Our marijuana industry is
just becoming
progressing.
Pot capital. Of the,
there's
of
about
the,
there's
of
about
the,
30, close to 30 events on some days.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day in the district, there's at least 10 or more cannabis events you can go to. Some of them are free, some of them are not free.
And they say hundreds of people file.
Hundreds.
Well, on that point, I do have a question about
like all
the
smoking together, like a pot club.
Sometimes
or
they don't smoke. We're gonna, about or to get a smoke eat, shop. Or,
yeah.
Or no, actually, it'll be a
you can
dab in some of them. It's going to be a restaurant on H, but it's going to be all these cannabis-infused foods and stuff, which would be interesting. DC is growing up.
Yeah. I have one last question because we kind of have to wrap it up. Yeah. We're running out of time. But
it's just amazing what the progress that's been made here in DC.
I mean, being that this is the nation's capital.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How do you ever get annoyed at how mainstream the weed culture has gone? I mean, does that bother
not
you at all?
I mean,
I see some people like
I am.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's fine. Well, like you know, you talk about like when you go to a different town, someone gives you some weed in a Lay's bag, and you put it in your pocket, and you walk out. Versus walking into a storefront that's totally sterile and people are in lab coats, and it's kind of like Disney World for pot. So like, has that been good or bad for the culture? It sounds like
I am not a snob at all. Fair. I say just do it. This is as normal as having a beer. I don't even call it a drug. It's just medicine or green.
It's for me. You know,
you like it underground.
I like. You know, I love it underground because you really tend to get things like this that are just mind blowing. And when you keep it mom and pop, it really keeps it the essence of it, the true flavor. The true terpene of what you've always wanted. And I think it gets whitewashed in the mainstream.
And this is where I think we can have both. Because now, like, I'm a big craft beer guy. So you still have your big corporate BS, InBev and all that. But then you got your DC Brow right down the block. And you're seeing
or
both
three stars.
Happening.
Three
stars. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, so it is 420.
Happy
420, everybody. And a particular thanks to Peter. You're always here, but thank you for special broadcast here.
Yeah, man.
Matt Work Laszlo. On your joint skills, bro.
Matt Laszlo. Check out Rolling Stone, rollingstone.com for Matt's special story. And phone homie, the Slab Hour, right?
Yes.
Slab Hour. Yep. Go to...
Buckle up. yeah. I had to bring out the last one. It's up my sleeve.
Hell yeah.
I was going to ask about
all
that.
All aboard. This is the Turp Train. Get your ticket punched.
And we got our ticket punched. Hope you do too. Happy 420.